Oh, fugido.
Yeah, I know.
That's just song. Made a presentation.
Let's see.
About the opening on the smart board. So we can all see it. So it's in the project documents because that's what we can find here. Well, prachtig. Very nice. Well, this is called the kickoff meeting. So I'm the grant manager, so I have to fill it in. Well, we have a nice agenda. We'll do the opening and then we'll meet each other. What we already do, so that's not very much trouble. I'll show you the tools we have here so that we can all use them. Then we'll look at the project plan from Real Reaction. We'll discuss about our first ideas about the project, and then we'll close the meeting, and then we can individually do our things, and then we'll get back here. So this is the opening. We have to design a new television remote control. You've heard that already, I think. So we want to be original, so a nice new design, trendy. It's also for young people. We have to just make it modern and friendly, so size does matter. And well, it has to be, have the right buttons on the right place, and those kind of things. Well, there happen to be three stages. We're going into the functional, conceptual, and detailed design. So every time we will do some individual work, get a meeting, talk about it, and then go into the next phase. That's just it. We have these two smart boards. Well, as I just showed, there's a project management folder, a project document folder on the desktop. It just works exactly the same as a computer. You just click on the folder and you open everything you put in it with your laptop. So you can make Word, Excel, everything. And the rest also works the same. So when you open a notepad, you just get your things. You can draw. This is a drawing board. You have these different functions on the board. You can see them there. So you have a nice pen, and it works just like a ball pen. This is just a ballpoint. I want to. Of course, it doesn't work anymore.
Maybe you should try the white on the big white.
Yes, that will eraser. Kijk, it's
wonderful,
fantastic. We can, you can save a file. So if we draw, we have to save everything. Don't throw anything away.
Mm-hmm.
Just we can start a new one, and we just go on, and don't throw anything. We just let them all stand here. We can delete, but we don't do that. You can here select a pen, you can draw anything you want. It's a bit childish, you have to write. It's not as fast as you you know it, but it does work sometimes. Well, it's just like a normal paint, so
it's gone.
All right, yeah.
Well, we are designers, so we have to have a more a smart board, so
that's fantastic.
Well, this speaks for itself. We're going to try it. So we all are going to draw a live animal on this board. Not my idea.
Your favorite animal.
Yes, your favorite. So I'm going to have to draw a kangaroo, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to draw a nice beast, but I don't know what
Beast
I'm going
and
to
bear.
design. Oh. Doesn't matter.
I hope
Oh.
this was part of the
Yeah.
assignment and
Okay.
not your
Hmm?
I hope it was part of the assignment and not your personal enjoyment.
I just said it's
Yeah.
not my idea, but I am brand manager and officially this is my idea.
I understand.
We're kinda losing time, Doug.
What?
We're losing time.
Yeah.
The
Start.
first meeting is just a bit loose. Loosen up. Bit meeting each other and
Yeah.
nice
Yeah.
I hope our industrial designer does this better because this is just
Don't count on it.
No. A few legs.
You have a guess?
Yes, guess.
A hippo.
Well, I should take an hippo now.
I think it's a mouse or a rat.
No, I don't think so.
No. No, I know.
Well, what is it?
I don't know how to spell
Hedgehog.
it.
Yeah.
Hedgehog.
You're difficult English word. I didn't know it myself either.
Well, I'm amazed about your drawing skills.
Our characteristics, sum it up. Well, it's very painful. Those kind of things. So we can just we're going back and now our industrial designer can draw its
I'm the
most
industrial
favorite
designer.
animal.
Thank you.
Chief, I'm the industrial designer.
Oh, what's the marketing designer.
I think this one resembles the animal drawn by Dick Bruna.
It's Nijntje.
Nijntje, what kind of animal is that?
I think, can I say it?
Yeah, sure.
It starts
Oh.
with Brett.
It's a rabbit. Looks very nice, right?
Yes, it looks amazing.
No. What are you going to do?
He wants to re-raise it.
No.
Oh,
No. Save it and start a new save it.
Yes.
These are
And
very
start
important.
a new black doc with a
These
black
are very
document.
important documents, of course, these
Yeah, well, we have
Yes,
to take
sir.
everything. So
Right.
now next one
You go, man.
and then save it and start a blank document. Yeah. There's also different colors and different well, penny whites, the line, the thickness.
Right.
So well, you should try it, but
I should have made mine a white rabbit.
well, you could have, but
He deliberately
it
draws
speaks for
an animal
itself.
we don't know the English word for.
What the
It looks like an
Just a duck.
Looks like the beast from Sesame Street.
Dino.
Yes.
Big Bird.
It's
You're
the
standing in front of it, I can
it's
see
the
it.
plane.
Right. Yeah, it's a bird. But what kind of bird?
It doesn't draw
Do we have to
circles that easy.
You have to push harder.
Yeah. Just a bit childish, a bit hard.
Do we have to name the specific species of the bird?
No, I don't. It's just a bird.
Well,
Well, let's save
wonderful.
the document and then a new blank document for Thijs. Thijs will
Here you
choose a new color and a new pen wipe so
Why
we can
do
all
I
see
have to do
it.
the difficult tasks?
Well,
Pen.
first, yeah.
And it's always.
And then you go to format, I think.
Current
And
color.
current color, and I am new, you
I
choose a new
like.
color.
They don't have pink. Oh, yeah. I think this is.
And a new pen wipe, also format. It's not like in paint. Line wipe, and you can choose a
Line
nice one.
width.
Width. Width, it's
And 50. And then I can draw.
Yeah. So, just the way, that's the way it works. It's quite easy.
It's a pussy cat.
Good. I'm a pussy.
Oh, the line width is too thick, but
Well, then you change it. And erase things. What?
pig.
It smiles nicely.
Super pig.
Now I have to change the language. One. Five.
Yeah.
These are whiskers, you know.
Yeah, we know.
Well, I think it's obvious right now.
Yes, alright. It's a cat.
No, it looks like.
Meow. If this isn't obvious.
Well,
just save it.
Yeah,
I'll save it. alright, save.
And start a new blank document.
Blank.
So, that's what we're going to use when we need it.
Well,
oh,
I feel comfortable now.
Thanks for this.
Terrific.
It's
I feel
group spirit.
That's it.
It's
we're one big happy family now.
Something like
that. Well, then the serious stuff. We want to say that €25 internationally. So we don't know what exactly did in dollars, but €25. Our profit aim is worldwide €50 million. So I didn't exactly calculate how much we have to sell. We want to keep it our costs at €12.50. So keep that in mind when we talk about our materials and stuff. And marketing research. Now, then we can sit down and discuss what do we think about our current remote controls. First ideas about design, about aim, the market, etc.
Right.
Well, we can sit down. I guess we're taking away. We can take notes. Who has some remarks about the current remote controls?
Well, I didn't get to prepare anything about that.
It's
not my task to talk about the experience with current remote controls. But,
we're at four.
It's important to look at the remote controls of our competitors.
Yeah.
Get the good points. Try to merge them into one universal remote control. On our corporate site, I saw a new DVD player we're gonna produce.
Yep.
Maybe it's important to make it compatible with the DVD player.
That would be a nice idea, yes.
So you can use your television and your DVD player with the same remote control. Furthermore, it's important to make it acceptable for the whole world, for different cultures, maybe, because we want to set off.
Yes, 50 million is our aim to profit. So
a lot of people have to be able to use it.
Yeah.
So
but the buttons have to have international recognizable buttons.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Numbers and every culture and people in every country can recognize.
I'll make notes and then I'll put it in the project folder when I'm done.
We should not have too many buttons. Remote have.
You don't use the half of them. That's culture, international.
Now you can make one button to switch between DVD player and TV, and maybe other buttons multi-functional or something.
Yeah, so it doesn't become too complicated with too much buttons.
Yeah, right.
Yep. And maybe we even have more than just DVD player. Don't we have other?
Now we should make compatible.
We also just released a TFT.
It's kind of standard. So works nicely.
Yeah.
And I think the people who will buy our remotes already have some experience with remotes, so we can keep
most people do.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't have to be, but we can.
It's a new remote, and you don't buy a remote if you don't have anything to control with it.
Except if we deliver it together with our DVD.
Yeah, we need to keep it consistent with other DVDs.
Yeah. we look at competitors and if we pick up the good things about that and give the nice design, but it's
that's different than
user
doing it sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
We could use another form or a shape or a color.
The shape will have to be recognized. I thought about like most remote controls are a long box shaped thing, or you can make it triangle shaped. That's not very recognizable.
More, more oval or something.
Oval.
And
we can use it as a game pad.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but with two hands.
One hand has a beer, and the other hand.
No, but young people want something different than this.
Well, we already. One of our aims is that it has to be original.
Yeah.
And trendy.
It has to be
himself.
Yeah. But you still have to know it's remote, not another.
Yeah.
Well, there has been done a lot of research about remotes. We have to, we can't imagine because it's a long time on the market. So the form will have been tested out. So,
so the long bolster shaped thing must be beautiful.
Yes.
Or else they would have been.
I mean, personally, I have a lot of remotes at home, but those ones that have a round ending and just in a square middle, I don't like to use them. I it has to fit my hand.
Yeah.
When it falls over it, and I just have, and then the button that I use most has to be here.
Long box shape. You have to.
It fits your hand, and then you just push the button that you use most.
I don't
really
like the long box shape.
Why not? That's custom made for the hand.
Yeah,
it doesn't fit. No, new DVD.
But it's just for
hand.
You
don't
have like this.
You
can
make it
another
shape, but then you have.
No, if you look at new Philips, they spades with the. The new remotes aren't box shaped.
That's all old fashioned.
Yeah.
Well, what do you suggest then?
Well, most of them are somewhat thicker at the end. And
right.
A bit thinner towards the other end.
Mm. Well, but it's still then the long box, but then with some round.
That shape that it fits your hand.
Yeah, all right, but
that's
it's still sort of box. Yeah, it has a round form, but in the end it's still a box. So that's what I mean.
Yeah, but it has to fit your hand.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be too boxy, you know.
No, I don't mean an entire box like square, but also with round edges, of course. But in at the end, it's still this long.
Yeah, it should be
box shape with. Convenient round shapes.
Right. Maybe something like this or.
Yeah.
And then a button here to switch between different systems, like the
DVD
player. And so you can.
A big, recognizable button on top or something.
Yeah, right. And I do think we have to keep this kind of a there.
Yeah. With the numbers.
We have 5 minutes left, so.
The button should also be not too small, not too big for us.
Yes.
Not too close.
But it should be
to
possible to make it apparent that there are two functions for every button.
Yeah.
There has to be some space between buttons.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. To have icons to explain the different functions.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe you should do it for
I was thinking maybe you can just like the cell phones, because.
Yeah.
You can put on them. So you can customize your own remote with different colors or paint jobs.
Sounds nice. Yes.
I think we have to talk also about the materials. Or
well,
it's just about first ideas now. So I think individually we'll have to come up with ideas for the next meeting about these materials and markets. Etc.
Already
yes.
Thought about something.
It's important to notate all the decisions that.
Yes.
Sorry.
Well, 30 minutes we have.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is about what we're going to do. You get specific instructions when you're back in your room.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's logical, I think. No problem. Oh, and then that's all. So we'll just get a notice that the meeting is over.
Now we can still talk about the material.
Yes.
We have some minutes left. I wrote down that the case should be plastic, of course, hard plastic.
Yeah.
The button should be rubber. I think
it shouldn't be too
Yeah.
messy.
I have had remotes that they had the function of the buttons was about a layer over the buttons, and when I had used it much, it was gone.
Yeah.
It has to be made in the buttons, I think. It has to not
yeah,
be loose.
And of course, there are several electrical cables in it to to connect things.
Is there a universal universal way of transmitting from the remote to the televisions? It's all about.
I think so. It's.
It's not that
the
in China it's
standard
different.
Way.
Yeah.
Well, infrared beams, infrared beams.
Yeah. But you can have of course different between DVDs and televisions.
It's
and
we make a universal remote, so it has to work with all
yeah.
kinds of brands. And
with IPTV, it must be made in China and that sort of country. So
probably, yeah. China rules.
And, well, yeah, I learned something more about how it works. The user presses a button and with an infrared beam, with the signals to television set accordingly, that freak up.
Are you going with the front, frontiers idea?
Well, I think we can
I
look into that in the next
universal.
Yeah.
And you can always use the front on it. No? You can use the display.
Yes.
But you couldn't.
Well, just you get a normal front with it, but you
yeah.
can change them.
Right.
Right. And we shoot and dispatch those kind of fronts around the world. So.
But
you
can make profit with them, and it's the way to make them trade.
Well, those 50 million don't sell itself. So we have to make some extra effort.
Yeah, but the standard front will be just grey or something.
Yeah,
simple
yes.
color, not
yeah.
not very flashy.
Well, it has,
so
to, it has to fit the television and DVD sets we are going to sell. So if they are black and silver, we will make them black and silver. So
for standard, the people often will like bright colors or something.
Yeah.
We have to make it grey.
No, young people.
Yeah, but then you can use front.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have a television room for little children and you make if you buy a pink front, they'll love it.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But that's marketing research.
Yeah,
you can ask.
I will test it.
Yes. Well, on user interface, you can maybe I don't know what your specific instructions will be, but probably about the position of the buttons and those kind of things, and what buttons will have to be on the remote, and you will look into the technical design and the form, I think.
Yeah,
so
also the look and feel of the
yeah.
remote social media. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the URL of the website?
Yeah, I was wondering that too.
You
went to the company website.
Well,
right?
It's
just
if
start
you
up your
it's the
oh,
start
all right.
front.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I didn't use it.
Finish meeting now!
Oh, all right. Well, we go to back here.
Well, it's great.
The next meeting is
in 30 minutes, but I think you'll be bored.
Yeah, right.
To get over here, I'll have to restore my desktop. it's half the normal size.
Oh,
all right. Oh.